And I took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys, I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
He keeps leading
me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
Oh, what glory awaits me in heaven's bright city, when I'll get there such sights I'll behold. A million scenes of her beauty will be there that I'll view them. Still Jesus
will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all.
The sparkling river is flowing.
Happy faces are glowing. Mid the splendor where night never falls. The golden glass gives reflection to that city's perfection. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angels choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. The sparkling river is flowing. Happy faces are glowing. Mid the splendor where night never falls. The golden glass gives reflection to that city's perfection. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all.
when the God of all comfort
speaks peace to my soul. Rough seas are calm, the wind seems to roll. No matter how dark will be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. Rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark will be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. Rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to roll. No matter how dark will be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the sea. Until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that sea. Until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold at sea. Until the day God calls me home.
Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time and just continue to look into your word, Lord, to see what you would have for us to say, Lord. First of all, we just want to give you thanks for your protection, Lord, throughout the night, for another day of life, for everything you've done for us, Lord, and are still doing. We just pray you'll give us the understanding and the wisdom to know the hour that we're now living in, that we stay focused on the things that you have for us to do in the hour of time we're living in, to expose the unfruitful work of darkness and to stand for truth that's been given to us, and to just give the people the revelation of the time and the hour we're now living in, Lord. And we just pray you'll give us the grace to say things in such a way that it will resonate in the hearts of the people, Lord. Open the eyes of the understanding and come against the devil that will try to blind the hearts and the minds of the people so that the glorious light of the gospel cannot shine through, Lord. We just pray you just continue to do it as you see fit, Lord, because there's nothing in it that has any value, Lord. We just, if it's not for you, Lord, we just turn into a religious, that religiology that's out there, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just want to talk about the unfruitful works of darkness that, they sent us that. I guess they sent it to you that the Hutterites. We're mostly to expose that Hutterite spirit, that the unfruitful works of darkness, and the henchmen that are running that show. And tell the people that, there's nothing there. It's the spiritual wickedness in high places. These people that are running the show, that Leonard from Delta and them, we don't like to talk about these people, but we have to do the commission that God gave us to do, to expose them. They have the people deluded, they have them deceived, and nobody will step up to the plate and let the people know that it's nothing but anarchy. It's nothing but anti-God, anti-Christian, and just religion and just tradition. And they got a system that keeps them content and they're mucking in their mire. And we're just trying to expose it for what it is. And they, like I say, they got this bi-weekly now. They have their conference now twice a year.
Where they make rules.
What's that?
It's called bi-yearly.
Bi-yearly. What's that, twice a year? And they got it twice a year now. So when they make rules and regulations, I think they made a rule that you can't have any cell phones or computers. Well, good luck with that one. They're never going to stop. They're never going to stop progress. They might as well stop breathing. Let's become like them. Let's just go back to using horse and buggies and stuff like that.
And then they use the Bible to promote their agendas. That's the sad part. That they use the Bible and things in the Bible, and then they will threaten and fearmonger people with those things when they're totally not connected.
And people believe them, and people allow themselves to be intimidated and contaminated by the garbage, like I see.
Because the Hutterites, they're not really spiritually informed. They have been reading the same sermons for 400 or 500 years, and people, they're just ignorant and they just don't know the difference because they have not been educated.
Amen to that. And we're just we want to talk today about exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. Let that Leonard, he runs that show now. He runs that ship. He pilots that ship now. He's the captain of that ship. And we're just going to show you how corrupt that man is. And people believe him. He stands up there like he's some holy guy. And I just want to show you some things. And then, like I say, I don't like to talk about these things. I wish I wouldn't have to. I wish he would be spiritually minded, but he's not. He's completely steeped in religion because he's just trying to hide his own filth and his own garbage. And that's what they do. Then they become religious, and they put it on the people, and they make it appear like they're these holy people. And finally, they got to the podium, and when all these courts started up with that J.K. going to court and all that, and eventually it terminated him. And the Lord gave me a dream that there's going to be, I don't know whether it was a dream or a vision, but it spoke into my spirit. There's going to be three groups eventually. There's going to be that a J.K. group that we call Oilers, and then there's going to be the Gibbs, and then there's going to be another group that's going to be for reality. And the dream or whatever it was, it looked like, you know, the Gibbs, the Leonard Howard Fit, at that time, at Blumengar, Jake was the head of it. He's going to be there to have the Constitution. And then that J.K., he's going to be the number two guy. And then that third one, that's eventually, out of all that chaos that they're creating, there's going to come a third group. And the third group will be the people that have a love for truth. And the only place you'll find truth is right here. And that's what we're trying to do. We don't want to have to say the things we're saying, but we're just, we have to be honest, and we have to tell people exactly the way it is. I want to show you something here. It's all about, at the end of the day, it's all about eternal life. We all want to go into life eternal, but there is ways to go in there. You have to use the scripture as a guide to get in there. You can't use their tradition and their bi-weekly, bi-yearly meetings to think that's going to get you on top. It's the opposite. That, like that, I say to Leonard, back in the day, just to show you how corrupt that system is. Back in the day, what they do when they make a preacher, they get together and they have this big sermon, and then the deacons, they put two or three or four. You got to have more than one. So there's two, three, and four, and the limit is four. You can't put more than four people in a camp when they make a preacher. So you got three people in the camp now. Now, before all that happens, and I got proof, that's what they do when they make preachers. Not all the time they do that. But anyway, this preacher from Rockleigh, that old Mike, I know him, he was asked by J.K., Jacob Kleinshauser, back in the day, who do you want for preacher? Well, he didn't know what's this about. Like, mean, who do you want for preacher? It's not up to me. But anyway, he said, I want Tim to be preacher. Okay, we'll get you Tim for preacher. So what he did, he put on all three, the tree set up, the tree goes in the gap. So all he does, he puts Tim on all three of these names that go into the cap. I mean, it's hard to fathom that people be dead, that wicked, you know. So, of course, when they do their sermon and they pray and do their powwow, and then it comes to, he pulled the cap. So he pulls the paper out of the cap. Of course it's Tim, because all three of them are Tim. Mm-hmm. And the other two, he sticks in his pocket. But what some do, the real ones do, they like, for the sake of at Riverside, when that Cordy was in the cap and that Eli, well, I seen it with my own eyes. They did it the right way, because what happened, they got the two names now in the cap. That's how they make the preacher. So my dad reached in for the paper. Okay. Now he reached up and he read it. Eli, the preacher. But then, he gives it to the next guy. He gives it to the Blumengard chief. He gives it to him. And he read it out. And then he reaches in for the other name. And on the other name, that's stated to get, was Cordy. See, that's the real way to do it. But apparently, from time to time, somebody becomes preacher that they don't like. So they just decided they're going to manipulate this thing. That's what happened down in and roughly, that's how they make their preacher sometimes. It, like I say, it doesn't happen all the time, but when they get together and they're so corrupt that that's how they do it. And then as time went on, but anyway, I'm trying to get to a point with this. I'm just exposing them for how corrupt they sometimes operate. So anyway, that Sturgeon Creek colony, you know, when you build a colony, it gets so and so big, then you build up another one and you branch out. So they built this Delta colony. And then eventually, as time moves on, it evolves into the time when you have to split all the everything. And then Leonard, he wanted to go to Delta because it's a new place, and he wanted to move up there. So he didn't want to stay in Sturgeon Creek because they were old, dilapidated buildings and everything. And up here's a new place, so he wanted to go up there because he was up there for 2 years building that place up. So anyway, now it's come. Pulling the, where are you going to go to? They put the name and the cap. You want to go, you're going to go to Delta, or you're going to go stay at Sturgeon Creek. So, anyway, what happened is, he wanted to go to Delta. Well, there's only one way. If he takes a gamble, and he puts these two names in the cap, then there is absolutely no guarantee that he's going to go to Delta. So he did the manipulating, he did the thinking, he did the, and so what he did, he put on both tickets, he put Sturgeon Creek. Now, here's the conniving trigger of it, and he runs the show now. He's the bishop of that Gibb group. Now, he's got these two names in there, they're both, on both these tickets are Sturgeon Creek. So just before they pulled the ticket, they had a spat, you know, they were back and forth doing this and that. And he was creating that commotion there. They had a, it looked like they'll never be able to split up. And then finally, in the height of it all, he tells that other preacher that, I don't know, was David or something, here, pull your lot. Well, he knew what he was going to get, because the other preacher is going to get Sturgeon Creek, because of both of the tickets are Sturgeon Creek. So the other preacher, he pulls Sturgeon Creek. So he gets to stay at Sturgeon Creek. And then what he does, instead of showing the people what on the other ticket is, because on the other ticket was Sturgeon Creek too, what does he do? He takes the ticket and he puts it in his pocket. That's how crooked he is. He's a first-class crook. And people believe him. And so corrupted that whole thing. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. And I've had some run-ins with that guy over the years. And when they were making a preacher down. And I'm just trying to expose the corruption of it all. And the effort I've put into, and I've had, like I say, I've had some run-ins with him. I shouldn't even be talking and spending time on these things, but I'm trying to help people that really want to go into eternal life. That is not the way to eternal life. And he's got hundreds and thousands of people under his umbrella that believe and that allow themselves to be intimidated by it. But anyway, when they made a preacher, and in the valley, I think, anyway, they made somebody somewhere, and on Saturday, I drove down there. I was ready, kind of excommunicated. So I drove down there and I told him, well, you're going to make a preacher there tomorrow, right? Yeah, and then you'll be, see, I could still communicate him a bit because I wasn't completely terminated yet. And I said, you'll probably be doing the song service, you know, the SO. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know. So, well, I'll tell you what, on this song here, I want you, you know, when they sing that song, I know, when they sing that song before, and I say, I got a song here, it's got the same, what do you call it, the same melody, or the mm-hmm. same?
Melody.
The same melody as the one you sing when you do your preacher thing. And here it is. Was rat verlassene Schafe in den besten Weg zu gehen, erwacht und sind in Schlafe, ihr mich zurückgeschnitten, sind Hirten Erdenbuhler. That's all these preachers, they're Erdenbuhler, they're earthly cows, it says here. I'll read the whole thing in English. Folgt nicht ihren Vorbild, als hin nach Christi Schule, da wird der Schmerz geschildert. See, there's people there that they're hurting, you know, mm-hmm. their soul. They have nothing for their soul. They have nothing for their spiritual being. All they get is tradition and law, rules and regulation and this tremendous wealth and this tremendous whatever they have. It's a cult. The Satanist there. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. So anyway, I went and told them, tomorrow when you sing that song, put this verse in there. And then I gave them the whole song, Wollt ihr ein Gehen zum Leben? And it's translated here. And English, and it behooves everyone to kind of go back and read that song, because it's all about eternal life. This is why we're down here on this planet, to see if we can find ourselves a place into that millennial kingdom, into that eternal life. We all want eternal life, but there are certain ways. There's only one way you get eternal life. It's via the scriptures. And here it says, will you enter into life? Like, do you want to go into life? To happiness that lasts forever? So you must endeavor to do what God teaches you. It's not that hard a right thing. We're just exposing it. We don't hate the people. We're exposing it. But there is a way that you can feed your soul, a way you can feel your spirit, that you, at the end of the day, at the end of your life, you know you're at a good place. Will you enter into life? Do you want to? To happiness that lasts forever? So you must endeavor to do what God teaches you. Free the world of its lust. Flee the world and its lust. Their end is woe and death. Flee from such desert. It's a desert out there. It's nothing but imagination. Otherwise, you will suffer eternal misery. That's the way to life eternal, because these songs, they were written back when people were still living in reality. Was ear and gain some leaven? It's a question. Do you want to go into eternal life? Well, there's ways to get in there. Here's the answer. Look at the courses of time, the course of the world since. Whether or not from all sides a smoke of sin illuminates, wastefulness often leads to tables dressed as house. To him who tries it wisely, a misuse looks out. You know, it's a lot better in German. Sit auf den Leid der Zeiten, den Sinn den Lauf der Welt. Ob nicht auf alle Zeiten ein Sinn den Rauch erhält. Verschwendung auf der Fähren, so da verkleidet es auch. Denn der das klug probiert, blickt ein Missbrauch herauf. In mein geneinte Christen, I mean the aforementioned Christians who live simply as if they knew nothing else than God, His light, and His right, who now derive their pleasure from expensive household goods. So, materialism, household goods, just materialism. From gold and artistic treasures and madness or arrogance. Gemein genannte Christen, you know, gemein genannte Christen. Christus is the name only, die Eden Lebensland. Als ob sie sonst nicht wüssten, als Gott sein Licht und Recht. You know, the only thing, a real Christian, you know, is all about God's light and His righteousness. Die ziehen jetzt ihr Ergetzen aus deinem Hausratsgut, aus golden Pinsel schätzen, O Wahn, O Ebenwood. They exchanged the spirituality for the Christianity for materialism. That's all you see out there. And here, auf Hochzeit und auf Festen, hast Fraß und Überfluss, damit in Leib zu mästen, Gott des Geistes zum Verdruss, gleich reichen Mannes verkehren, dabei man oft vergisst, dass Lazarus will scheren, an ihren Toren nichts. Es ist so weit gekommen, dass Hirten die vergehen, sich wohl gar unternommen, nach hoher Pracht zu stehen, eitler Ehe bewerben, nach golden Wulst sehen, und schnell den Weg zum Sterben, zum Wandeln sich bemühen. It has come to this that shepherds who go before, like these preachers, I guess it's so called, have even undertaken to stand up for high splendor, to vanity, vie for honor, go after golden lust, and swiftly the road to death to strive to change. That's what's going on. Was rat verlass die Schafe, den besten Weg zu gehen. And then the sheep, it says, was rat verlass die Schafe. The sheep, the people, they're lost. They don't have a runner. They don't have a captain on that ship. Den besten Weg zu gehen. Erwacht von Sünden Schlafe, ihr müsst zurückgeschehen. Sind Hirten den Buhler. That's the thing here. Sind Hirten den Buhler, fall nicht ihr ein Vorbild. Als hin nach Christi Schule, da wird der Schmerz geschrieben. What advice? Abandoned sheep. See, it's right down to the teeth. Abandoned sheep, that's what the people are. They're abandoned. They don't have nothing for them. They're dead themselves. They're corrupt. What advice? What advice would you give the people? Abandoned sheep. The sheep don't have a shepherd. To go the best way. Ask themselves, what advice to go the best way? Awake from the sleep of sin. You must stand back. Shepherds are earthly cows. Follow not their example. Hasten to Christ's schools. There the pain will be quenched. That is what is out there. That bi-weekly meeting is all about. Just more confusion, more tradition, more religion,
nothing to do for the soul and for the spirit of a human being. And the souls and the people, they're crying out, and they don't have nothing for them. That's all they know. That's the only life they know. Because they've never been taught. They go read these 400 years old sermons, and they don't do nothing to let them know the day and hour that we're living in, that we only have 3 years left before God comes down and takes over the kingdoms of this world, and they'll be left without, simply because their leaders and their captains and their shepherds were nothing but abdent bulls, like exactly what it said. They're nothing but materialistic cows. That's all they are. They don't have nothing for the people. They're dead. They're controlled by Satan. They're Satanists today. Satan is running that show. Behind us is the spirit of Satan. I've been trying to tell it time and time again. I never used to know when I was in there what this was all about. But I just, like I keep saying, I couldn't get my foot. I couldn't go beyond that thing. And one day I realized I'm hitting a brick wall. And I found out that brick wall was these people in the pulpit. And as time went on, I found out the spirit of Satan is running that ship, piloting that ship. Yeah, he uses simple people, corrupt people, like that Leonard and that Joe from Cyprus, people that have absolutely no understanding of Scripture, and then they bring in this Jeroboam and these two calves that Jeroboam set up there, which had absolutely no significance of nothing whatsoever.
You never stop long enough. Because you're so blind and so intoxicated that they never stop long enough to wonder why these children seek and go the direction that they do. It's because they find nothing there that satisfies their soul. See, that's what we're created for, and that's what the human being is looking for. That very thing that satisfies you within, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Not this materialism, and that's the very thing that they're keeping from the young people, and that's why they go in the direction that they go and probably misuse smartphones, because I've heard from somebody that knows people from Delta that the young people and the things that they have on their phone, they even shocked him, because I guess they've done some work for them and they know. So I guess, you know, they never stop long enough to wonder why these children are going the direction. It's them that's the problem, not the children. It's them. They need to do some soul searching to find out where they're wrong. Not those children or the internet or the smartphones. It's not that. It's the religious system that's wrong. It's totally anti-God and anti-Scripture.
Amen to that, because behind it, you got to see everything is controlled by a spirit. It's either the spirit of Satan or the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ or the spirit of God, the spirit of truth. And the devil knows. He knows exactly that you and I have this truth for the end time. And he knows very well. So what he does, he sets this up. They might even know it themselves. They might not even know it themselves. What that whole conference was all about, to stop the iPhone and to stop the internet from going in there. Because the devil knows that we got this website here, and he's doing working overtime to stop this website from going in there. So he makes a law, no more iPhone and no more computers, because this message goes in there. Because they've already given orders, when you get these books in there to the boss, when it comes in on the post, make sure you throw them books out. Make sure this thing does not go to the people, not going to get sent out. That's the whole movement behind it, like I say. People don't see what you and I see. Behind it is the spirit of Satan trying to keep this truth out from these people. That's the only thing. That's that third unit that I saw. And that thing, because they both got nothing. But God, and His rich in mercy, reaches out and He raises us up just like He raised up Joseph back in the day, to so that the country would not go into starvation. And just that's exactly what He's doing with us. He raised us up to tell the people here in His end time that there is a truth. There is something for the soul of the person. There's something
out there for that spiritual man that wants something real, but they've been deluded and perverted by these tongues, by these crooks, by these preachers. And I keep saying it over and over. It's pretty hard to penetrate when people are so steeped in darkness and tradition, like Jesus himself said, your traditions have kept the word of God of none effect. It's immaterial, and that's exactly what it says at the end time. Satan is coming down having great wrath because he knows his time is short, and he's not going to give his demon a bunch of pitchforks to go out there and expose them. He works behind the scene through deception, through these religious leaders. That's why it says it's going to be very hard in the end time to be a Christian. And that's what the problem is. It's these leaders and these spiritual leaders, spiritual wickedness in high places. And what we're doing, we're exposing how corrupt they are. They're just not of God. They're of Satan. But they mix the scripture. They go back in the Old Testament. They dig out some scripture and they interpret it the way they want it interpreted. Because the people that don't search the scripture, they believe them because they trust them. But it says here, Saint Hilton Arden Bool. That's all they are. Arden Bool, in English it says physical cows. Traditional cows. That's all they are. They won't teach you the truth because they don't have a truth. All they got is tradition and religion. And that they'll do work over time to keep you away from the truth. That's what's going on. And at the end of the day, God will have his way.
They're like, you know, when you have, let's say, mud on the floor,
mm-hmm.
and you try to wipe that mud up with that dirty old rag and just smear it all, make it even worse, the mess. See, that's really what it is. They're so concerned over stupid things, religion, the way that people dress, and things that have no value
mm-hmm.
for eternity, that they muddle around in the same puddle all the time and muddle around. And it never accomplishes anything. Why don't they find out what's really wrong with them? And then things would open up and change. But the direction it's going, it's going to wax worse and worse and worse until it's going to fall apart, because there's nothing spiritually to sustain it. It's all built on materialism and religions and tradition. And those things are not of God. They're just going to collapse. And that's why those young people are searching for something. It's not that they want pornography or drugs or alcohol or things of that matter. It's just there's a void there. And that void is going to be filled with something like that. Because if you're not presenting them with the real thing, with the truth, then that's the direction it's going to head.
Like I keep telling them, take your sermons and burn them up and just put this website in your PA system and have it going around 24 hours a day if need be, whatever you do. At least you'll have food for the soul, food for the spirit. Because God has, like we were saying yesterday, God has honed us out. God, we are the byproduct of that prayer that Jesus prayed in the garden before he went to the crucifixion, that they may be one, that they be one. Through their word. And it interconnects throughout the grace age. We keep saying it over and over and over again, people. But Peter said, I know you know these things. I know you heard it before. But it has to become established in your heart to the point where it becomes a living reality that you will do one thing and one thing else. You're going to go out and tell your neighbor because you don't want your neighbor to go to hell. Without this truth, you're not going to know what except with the Lamb. Just that simple. And I know for a fact, because I've had some experiences, because I know what the Lord had to take us through throughout life, and I know exactly what he's shown us. He has shown us the ministry of Laodicea. Laodicea age, the church age of Laodicea, is spewed out, it's naked, it's blind, it's wretched, it's poor. That Leonard is naked, spiritually speaking, he's blind, he's wretched, he's poor. That Joe from Cyprus is naked, is blind, is wretched, and poor. Then he says, I counsel thee to buy me gold. There's only one way you can get counsel to buy me gold. It's through the ministry of that angel that was sent to the church age of Laodicea. And he used the vocal cord of Brother Branham and Raymond M. Jackson. And all we're doing here now, we're holding up the truth that has been given to us in these later, in these closing days of time. There's only 3 more years left. You can imagine whatever you want, because if you think there's more, you're just being deluded and you're led down by Satan to destruction, out to hell and death, because Satan knows exactly that his time is running out. He knows the Bible better than we do, and he knows he's running out of time. He can't accept it, but that's what he puts in so much of it, to deceive the people and to make sure they never find the truth. Mm-hmm. Working overtime. See, be like, it's not that Leonard that does that. It's not that Joe from the, it's the spirit that's on these people. And they don't even know it. And actually they're thinking, they're doing God a service when they bring out all these traditions and all these rules and regulations, because behind it, Satan has them so deceived and so deluded that they cannot even see truth, even if it's presented to them. They'll do everything they can to shut it out.
Mm-hmm. And what the devil likes to do is keep people ignorant. And that's why the Hutterites are so susceptible, because they've been very unlearned in the ways of God. They've been totally, they're in a sense of children. They're mm-hmm. even lesser than children
yeah.
in the things of God, because these old sermons and these preachers have done their jobs. That spirit behind those preachers has done a job to keep them ignorant from the ways of God, so that when they come up with these perverted ideas of the scripture, that they think it is so.
Mm.
But that's the scary part. That's why they don't want us to send books and inform people of what it's really about. And then they send them back the books and things like that, so the people can never find out the truth, and that's why they can be so easily deceived.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday we talked about what's going to be in the millennium, and it talks about the lamb and the lion will sleep together, will eat straw like the other. Now they got this interpreted. I read it. These servants, they're so corrupt. They tell the people, I heard them read out of the sermon, that the colony they explain it like this, that there's all kinds of people in there. There's people with a lion nature, and there's people with a lamb nature, and now all these people, they live together, and they learn to get along. Mm-hmm. That's how they interpreted mm-hmm. the lamb and the lion will sleep together. Oh, that's the community, that's the colony, that's how we live here. That's that person over here that has a lion-type nature, and this here has a lamb-type nature, and now we're all getting together, we're all in harmony, and they take communion at the end of the year and all that stuff. But it's deception. It's all run by Satan. It's first-class communism on steroids. It's communism times 10,000. That's what it is. It's such deceptive, because I saw the spirit behind it. First-class deception. I can talk about it, because God is on us out to expose the unfruitful ones in there. It's all it is. There's nothing there. Yeah, when you drive by, it might look good when you observe things from the outside, but when you look at the inside, they're exactly what Jesus said about the scribes and the Pharisees. Underneath there, like in a graveyard, it looks outside, it looks good, and nice stones and grass and flowers, but underneath there, dead men bones. That's all that is. And so, for you and I, it's so simple and so plain to see. But people have to have a hunger and a thirst for reality. They have to have a thirst for eternal life. They want eternal life. Well, hearing that song, they got that song. They can sing it. They can go read it and do whatever. Well, do you want to gain some leaving? It's a question. Do you want to go into eternal life, or do you want to go to hell? Well, here's the way to eternal life. It's just that simple. We'll pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, give you thanks for everything you've done for us, Lord. We just want to do our part, Lord, what you have called us out to do, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, because we know that the Hutterites are just very vulnerable people because they have been led astray. So we pray for the Hutterites, Lord, that you would help them open up their understanding to the truth, Lord. Because we know that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, Lord. So we pray for those Hutterites that you would move on their behalf, Lord. We know that if you don't stir the waters, Lord, nothing's going to happen. So we just pray your hand of mercy on those people. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.